Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just wondering your thoughts on this past game and the workload that you saw, obviously, with John Brown not playing. And is that something that you expect a little bit more of going forward?
Whatever they tell me to do, I'm going to do it. Obviously, had to step up and fill in. So, you know, that's what I did. So, you know, can't keep it more simpler than that. Just whatever they asking me, whatever they want me to do, I have to, you know, be ready.
And it's something that a lot of the other wide receivers have praised you for, is your versatility. They say that you're not the average rookie. Is that something that you think kind of helped you land that bigger role against the Titans?
Yeah, just, you know, being prepared for anything to happen. Obviously, that was a perfect example of just making sure you know every single spot on the field, because it's a long season. This is how the league is, and that's what I'm starting to learn. So just trying to be prepared as best I can.
Thanks, Gabriel.
Yes. Gabriel, good afternoon. Gabriel, George Radney, Challenger Community News. How you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Pretty good. And a question for you. How long before the game did you know that you were going to be starting back on Tuesday night?
Really didn't know until the game. Figured out that, you know, John was going to be down and that I was going to have to fill in for him.
Yeah, you see, are the Bills running a similar system that you're familiar with from college? Because it seemed like on some of the plays, you knew just where to go and sit down in that zone area, where one time Josh threw the ball slightly behind you and you were unable to make that play. But it seemed like you definitely – one thing I noticed is you seem to know where to go and where to be on various plays.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we rep it so much. We do a lot of everything to be best prepared for things like that and to know what to see on the field. And I feel like that's what's helping me the most, is just, you know, the constant focus of walkthroughs and just going through practice and running through every single position every single day is helping me the most.
Hey, is there anything after five games now – that surprised you about the NFL level of play or skill set?
Yeah, I mean, guys are just, you know, mentally savvy. You know, guys just know where to be, real smart. And, you know, I'm just trying to pick up watching these guys and, you know, learning about defense, watching everything that, you know, I see the guys in front of me doing.
Hey, thanks a lot, and good luck this coming Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Gabriel, Alexa Ross here in Rochester. I was just curious, you know, this is the first time you're seeing a team like the Chiefs. You're going and you're meeting the Super Bowl champions. What is the pressure like for you, especially as a rookie, to kind of come out and perform for that one?
You know, we just try to treat every game the same. So really no added pressure to playing, you know, a team that, you know, was recently Super Bowl champs. Got a lot of respect for every single team we play, especially for these guys who are about to, you know, play on Monday. So just, you know, ready for the opportunity.
Obviously, things have been really back and forth regarding scheduling, a lot of are we playing, when are we playing, things like that. Knowing that you are going to be able to play, you have the date, do you kind of feel like things are back in the swing of things? You're feeling a little bit more comfortable and kind of back on that level-headed, you know, plane with the schedule?
Exactly. It's good to have a schedule, know what's going on, so be best prepared for what you're about to do. So, you know, being back on schedule and the swing of things is definitely better, you know, for us this week.
Hey, Gabriel, Carly Massetti from NBC in Rochester. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Just curious, after the game, you guys, there's a lot of people saying, no, we can't make this past loss bigger than it is. How do you feel like you guys have been able to turn the page? And do you feel like there's a sense that you're a little hungrier to get back out there and kind of almost redeem yourselves from last week's game?
You know, exactly. That I feel like, you know, we took the loss very well. You know, it's really hard to go perfect in this league. You just have to bounce back and, you know, fix what was the problem that day. And, you know, just keep moving forward. You can't be too hard on yourself when things don't go the way you want to. You know, that's adversity. You know, you'll face it every single day when you're in the NFL. So just got to keep fighting and keep moving forward. You know, we're happy to be on the field, happy you'll play, and ready to go.
Have you noticed any sense of a different vibe in practice this week or anything since it was your first loss and, you know, you guys are coming up against a big opponent this week with the reigning Super Bowl champs?
We always have fun. We always do our thing in practice. Today was especially, you know, just a great practice, a lot of energy, you know, a lot of focus. It was a real good time out there today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.